Hi, everyone. Welcome to Evergrowing. I'm Sabrina Wong, and I'm the CEO of Evergrowth Coaching. I coach 8 to 9-figure revenue CEOs, and I want to bring to you the biggest breakthroughs from coaching sessions and the top tips to running a successful team. Evergrowing is about understanding yourself better so that you can understand your people and run a world-class team. I really believe signing up for leadership is to sign up for a journey of constant self-growth. And if you have an evergrowing mindset, you have an evergrowing culture, and then you can achieve exponential results. And now, let's dive in. You need unfiltered feedback from your team. This means they're not telling you you're doing a good job and everything is fine and all the nice to haves. You would need them to trust you enough to tell you all the ways that you make them uncomfortable, all the fears and doubts they have about the strategy. And it doesn't mean that you have to listen or implement all of them, but it means that you get extra sources of information. Oftentimes, a lot of CEOs that I meet read a lot of business books, and those are great for giving you framework that have worked for other people. But with your own business, there can always be nuances, and the experts at those nuances are your employees. So those unfiltered feedback is the most valuable thing you can get from your team. What are some common misconceptions or fears people have when it comes to giving unfiltered feedback? To think about how to get unfiltered feedback, you first have to put yourself in your employees and your team members' shoes and understand what fears they may have for you, for telling you what they really think. Now, I've also interviewed and coached and worked with a lot of senior leaders, team members, people who have managers, and this is what they say. They say, "I'm really afraid to offend you." That's really a variation of that. I'm afraid to lose my job. I'm afraid that you won't trust me anymore. I'm afraid that it will create tension in our relationship. At the end of the day, their job is tied to the relationship that they have with you, which then determines their livelihood. So there's a lot of risk with creating any type of relational conflict. You as a leader, if you understand how complicated it must feel for the other person, you can then adopt some strategies to help them overcome it. First of all, you have to ask yourself, do you really get defensive and triggered and think of people badly when they give you feedback? Is feedback really what you want? Now, it's okay if you don't want that, and it's okay if you get triggered a lot. That is a preparation phase that we need to talk about, which is a whole nother topic of why do feedback hurt you? Usually, if feedback hurt you, it means that you're taking everything personally. You're taking people's feedback as a way of determining, is my business going to exist or not? Am I going to fail? Am I good enough or not? You're seeking external validation, and there's not enough on the inside to ground you. Then, of course, when you get a constructive feedback, it will feel like the ground has been pulled underneath you, and you're going to probably go into some kind of spiraling, and you might react in fear, in avoidance, in silence, or in anger when people give you that feedback. Then you make your employees' fear come true. When they do give you constructive feedback, you don't respond well. So let me tell you a story of a CEO who is having troubles taking feedback, which is making their team not able to give her unfiltered feedback. She's a CEO of a 50-people company. She's a serial entrepreneur, and she's really hoping that this company will finally take her to that level of her career that she's always wanted. And she's under a lot of stress. Understandably, when she asked for feedback and she genuinely wants it, she was also very nervous. So when her head of engineering told her something about the strategy that's been laid out, hey, these deadlines are not realistic. I don't think our team can make it. And I think you are constantly putting pressure on the engineering team. When she heard it, she flipped out. She became very combative and defensive and said, well, if you guys can't deliver on these results, then why are you here? Do we need to switch out the leader? So it became a very contentious moment that's really stressful for both of them. Now, the good thing is she did realize that and the next day went and apologized and repaired. And that's great to have the skill of repairing a conversation. But at the end of the day, it's even better if that blow-up reaction didn't happen. When that blow-up reaction happened, people will be more and more likely to withhold things from you. What I ended up working with this CEO is coming up with some strategies to give her space so that she can choose her response in a given situation. We also talked about her root fears of really her whole identity and reputation riding on this company. So when she's receiving such a feedback like that, what she's really hearing is, I'm not going to succeed this time. I'm going to let investors down if we can't deliver these engineering deadlines. And maybe I've made another mistake in building out this product roadmap. So it's really, really severe. We sat down and taught her some skills of actually listening to what the other person's saying. Now, the head of engineering is really saying, I'm underwater, please help me, right? Those are very different messages that she's hearing and he's trying to say. So we taught her the skill of reflective listening. We taught her the skill of noticing the internal world. If she's noticing anger, we're training her brain to think about not responding. So if she feels anger, then she's going to create a new habit to say, I need some space right now. Thank you so much for your feedback. I would love to think about it. Can we pick it up tomorrow? So really giving her the opportunity and empowerment to take that pause allowed her to have the time to process and come back with a renewed attitude so that she can take on more feedback. The best thing about having more people give you unfiltered feedback is to take feedback well.